Okay, so I think we're up to the climax of everything. And he's talking now, are there scenarios where we could take everything that we just learned and we could take it into the world of Lamaisa to some degree? So he brings a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says the following. Hahi Itza, there was a woman, and she was a witchcrafter. She wanted to magically, with the power of Kishos, pull the ground from under the feet of Rav Chanina. Amar La Shkuli, go try. So Rav Chanina said, no problem, go do whatever tricks you want. I'm not afraid of you. Loi Mistaya Milsek, nothing you do will affect me. Why? Ain Oid Milvado Iksid. The pasuk says, "Ein oid milvado." Right? Ata haresa ladaski Hashem hu Elokim. Ein oid milvado. Ein oid milvado. There's nothing else. So I'm not afraid of you. Frek the Gemara. You mean to say that there's no power in kshafim? Uparech v'ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan loma nikrashman kshafim shemakchisha pamaya shemayla. So the Gemara says, you see from Chanina that ein oid milvado yafilu kshafim. Shani Rab Chanina de Nafish Zechuse. He was on a higher level. What is this Gemara saying? So Rab Chaim Volozhiner says, amazing. He says like this. He says, remember we've been discussing how everything that Hashem was Mashpia in the world comes through a Kav and comes in is Mashpia through the worlds, down, one after the next, after the next. So the lowest power is that power of Teva, the power of nature. Hashem, now it's a natural world. It follows natural boundaries. There's one world above that, and that's the world of kshafim, of mazalos. There's a power to override Teva, and someone can connect to that power, technically. And every world is only as strong as the world above it, right? The world above it is stronger. So the way the kshafim works, the way this power of, you know, the supernatural power of kshafim works is, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, it's connecting and it's cutting off the teva in a higher place than the world. So therefore, technically, a person can access a point higher than nature and affect, quote unquote, magic, or affect something which is beyond our understanding of teva. That's why it's aser. We're not supposed to live in those worlds. Right? But that's what kshafim do. So this woman wants to use kshafim to undermine nature, to punish Rav Chanina. What does Rav Chanina ben Daisa say? Ein oid milvadoi. What does that do? Ein oid milvadoi now says, okay, you're Mr. Big Shot. We're all living in the world of nature, and I'm living in the world of, and you are living in the world of kshafim. So you think your world of kshafim is stronger than everyone else. 99% of the world is living in teva, and you're living in kshafim. So you're very strong. You could undo everything. You could take out the rug from under me. Guess what? I live in a different world. I live in the world of Ein Oid Milvado. Ein Oid Milvado is the world above every world. When you're living in Ein Oid Milvado, not living, we'll see, but if you're accessing the world of Ein Oid Milvado, then we said it, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Who, Elokim? The power of all the powers comes from the Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Hashem, if I'm understanding that when you're talking to me, I don't even see you. It's like, who are you? Right? All I see is Yud Kei Vav Kei. I see Ein Oid Milvado. I see that everything in the world is Shash HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then just like kshafim have a power over teva, Ein Oid Milvado is a power over everything else. Because now I'm living in a different level. I'm accessing a world that you can't access. And that's what the Gemara means. Ein Oid Milvado, afilu kshafim. Even though kshafim have an amazing power, but it's not the, but Ein Oid Milvado is more powerful. So he says, Rav Chanina, lo yishibotach al zchus kedushas teirasoi. Don't think the Rav Chanina ben Doisa, the reason why he was able to avoid the kshafim is because he felt, oh, I'm on a high level, the Torah will protect me, my zchusim will protect me. No, what do you mean your zchusim will protect you? No, they won't. If she's accessing a higher point, Rakshi Yada Vishir Binafshi. Rather, he knew. Shizois Ha'emuna Kvua Biliboy La'amita. He knew that this amuna is so strong in his heart. She'ein oid milvado yizbarach. Shum koach klal. There is no power in the world. Ve'hidbik atzmei b'kdushas machshavtoi. And he connected with his machshava. L'bal ha'koychos kulam. To the power of all powers. Adon yachid ha'molei kol almin. Hashem who fills the whole world. Ve'in kan shum shlita u'metzias. Koach acher klal. And there is no other power whatsoever in the world. Okay, so there is no power. There is no other power in the world, right? So that's what he was doing. And that's why he was sure. Now the rest, the next paragraph, I want to read inside. Just let me see if I could pull up a copy of the Sefer. Yeah, I think I have it here. Okay, perfect. I'm going to pull up a copy of the Sefer here, so we can learn it together inside. Uve emes, and in truth, hu inyan gadol v'segula nifla'a. This is a tremendous segula. You know, what does a segula mean? A segula generally means something which is above your level, right? You're not living there. You're a segula. You can connect to something larger than yourself. Lahaser, to get rid. Ulevata, and to annul. May Allah from you. Kol dinin v'retzoynayis acher. Any dinin ratzoyin shol yuchlu lishleit boi. V'loyasu shum roishin klal. Then nothing else could take power over you. Kishahadam kaivei abaliboi leimar. Because when someone establishes in their heart to say, Haloi Hashem, hu ha'elokim ha'amiti. Hashem is the true God. Ve'enoin melvadoi. When someone says "Einan Mavadi Shum Koach Boilam," "Mchol Oilam is Klal," "The Kol Molei Rak Achdu Soi Haposhut Yizbarach Shmoi." Everything is only full with the Achdus of Hashem. Umivatel Beliboy Bittul Gomor, and he annuls the importance of anything. "Ve'Einu Mashgiach Klal," and he doesn't pay attention at all. Al shum koach v'rotzon bo, to the forces that are presented to him in the world. Mishabeh, and he makes himself subservient. Medabek toyar machshavtoi, and he's medabek his machshava. He connects his thoughts. Rak la'adon yachid baruch hu, only to Hashem. Ken yas b'ku yizbaruch b'yadoi. Hashem is going to make it. Shememelo yizbatlu me'olav. Kol ha'kochos v'rotzon shiva'olam. Everything that stands opposite him will become null and void. And nothing evil will be able to happen to it, because he's living in connection to Hashem. And in the world of connection to Hashem, no evil can happen. So in other words, the connection to the whole Sefer is, to the whole Shar, is that in chapter third, this third gate, we're learning that in reality, the world only exists from our perspective. But there's a perspective in which everything is Hashem. Hashem Echad means everything that's happening is really within Hashem. And if you can connect to that world, nothing else is really exists. Nothing else really has any power. So he says it's a segula nifla, that if a person can connect to this level, nothing will happen to them. Now it's yadua that there were instances that the Brisker Rav, when he left Europe, spent time with his children and family teaching them this paragraph. And when they ran away from Brisk, from Lithuania, Russia, and they ran away to get to Eretz Yisrael, they were thinking about this the whole time. And there's documented multiple stories where there were near-death stories, and the miracles that took place that the Brisker Rav said was because we were doing Einad Milvadai. And the author of this Sefer is actually a Talmud of Rav David Soloveitchik, who's the son of the Brisker Rav, who said, yes, it's true, but don't think it's easy. It's a big avoida. It's not an easy avoida. But there were different types of stories. Like, for example, one of the stories, now everything is, you know, there was an explanation. But, you know, he was the Rav of the city, and they came looking for the Rav of the city. And they ran into one of the houses. And the German, they were knocking on the doors of each house in the city. And the Brisker Rav was saying, Einoid Melvadoi, nothing's going to happen. and they were knocking and looking through the doors of the city. They stopped at one house. Now they were at the next house. So they stopped for a break and they put a big X on the door of the next house saying, this is the next house we have to check. Right? They marked, we've checked the houses in this row. Now we have to check this out. When they came back after lunch, they saw the big X and they said, oh, that must have been the last house we checked, and started from the next one. So they skipped over the house where the Briskarov was. Different stories, how he basically, you know, just barely escaped, you know, on the train, and they were there. There's many stories, but it's not a segula in the sense you could just say the words, Einod Milvada. That's not the point. The point is it's a level. A person has to actually connect to that level. But the reason it's a segula is because you don't have to be living on that level your whole life. You don't have to be living on that level your whole life. As a matter of fact, you can't live on that level your whole life. You're not supposed to live on that level your whole life. You're supposed to come down to earth, right? But it's something which a person can understand and think about, wow, Einan Novadi, this doesn't matter. This situation is not dangerous. This situation is not what's threatening me. And I can connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that cleans up everything. He says in the Haggah, that's Pshat of the Gemara, that the Gemara says that when they were fighting against Amalek, Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hands. And the Mishnah says, when they looked at the hands of Moshe, they would win. And when they didn't look at the hands of Moshe, they lost. So the Mishnah asks, V'chiyad of Shal Moshe Oisis Mochama, did they actually do Mochama? No. El Aloy Marloch, Shekozman Shayim Mistaklin Klapi Maila. When they looked up to heaven, then they won the war. So he says, what did they look up? They looked up to say, Einan Milvado. They looked up to say, everything's totally in Hashem. And what won the war, ultimately, was the Einan Milvado. It was the Einan Milvado when a person has mevatel themselves completely to the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to realizing that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Achtos of Hashem, and there's no room for evil anymore. So, it's an unbelievable emunah shir, you know, at this point. So it's no longer Kabbalah. Now it's like flat out Musa, emunah. What was that?
During times of trouble, during times of, you said it's not something you can practically do on a regular basis, but when you're having a situation, that's when you should tap into it.
Correct, right. See, because that's why it's called a segula. People tend to think a segula means the stuff that's, you know, you get it for free, right? Yeah, you do this, it comes. It's a segula for parnasa, whatever. So he's saying it's a segula in the sense that it's not your level. But it's not a segula in the sense that it's free. You got to work on it. You can't walk in the day that the tzara starts happening and be like, oh, what was that Einan about? It has to be that a person's working on it. A person understands and thinks about it. They realize that, look, that's not the way I'm running my life. I don't run my life that way because I'm not supposed to. But it's in my thought process that that's really the truth, ultimately. And now I can connect with it. When I see this person, I'm not intimidated. Oh, I'm living in Einan Milvado. And that's the highest level. And what's fascinating is that Rabbi Hanina ben Doisa himself, right? He's the one that story with the Chashafim happened to. What else do we know about Rabbi Hanina ben Doisa? Rabbi Hanina ben Doisa one Friday did not have oil. What did he do? He took vinegar. And why? He says, Misha Amar, Shemin Viadlik, Hu Yoy Melachoimit Viadlik. Rabbi Hanina ben Doisa could tap into Einan Milvadoi. If you're tapping into Einan Milvadoi, it's all a joke. Shemin, Choimit, who cares? There's no, it's all Hashem anyway. So therefore, if you are Rabbi Hanina ben Doisa and you could tap into Einan Milvado when the witchcrafter lady is in front of you, you could also tap into Einan Milvado when you don't have oil for Shabbos and you could use the vinegar. And that's why, by the way, I just saw on a Sefer today that was the level of Avram Avinu. That the question is, Avram Avinu seemed to rely on miracles a lot. He jumped into the Kivshan Aish, and he fought a war against the four kings just to get back Lot. Look what's going on over here. So he wants to say in the Sefer of Blade Box in Detroit. So he says that because Avram Avinu was on the level of Einan Milvado, he's allowed to be Soymech on a miracle. We're not allowed to be Soymech on Nisan. You're not allowed to rely on miracles because miracles take you out of Teva. We live in the world of Elohim. But in reality, if you're an Einon Levada person, miracles is not a chiddush. There's no chiddush to go above nature. Just like witchcraftery can undermine nature, Einon Levada is way above nature, right? So there's no difference. So therefore, Avram Avinu, who lived, Avram Avinu was different, right? He could live in Einon Levada. He was allowed to rely on miracles. So therefore, he fought against the four kings and the five kings because he knew that he could, he as long as he's doing the right thing, Einon Levada, nothing will happen to him.
How does Segulot work?
Segulot's something else. I don't know.
It's not Kishuv.
No, it's something else. There's a certain ruchnias dikka. I don't know. The point normally of it is you're supposed to, all these things saying, I don't know, psukim and things like that, is you're supposed to be ma'ir you to tshuva or something.
But does it go against Hashem's in, like?
It's nothing to do with this. It's saying
that Hashem is not gozer kind of thing.
No.
Hashem's not gozer. How can you make it work? How can these, you know?
I don't know. I'm not sure that stuff. What did we say on Simchat Torah? Ein segula katora. The biggest school is to learn. You learn, you'll get everything. It's the best. So but the point is that when Avraham Avinu, whoever is living on this level, they can undermine nature. They can go way above, and that's the segula over here. So he says here, it's a zayar. V'kayinda barnash. If a person will know the kulachad, that everything in the world is one. V'lo yishave pruda, and there's no pirud. There's no difference between the way you see the world and what the world really is, and everything you see is Hashem. Afilu ahu sitra achar yistalik. Even the other side goes, disappears. Because the Sitra Achra only exists in the world when there's two sides. There's, right, in the world of Kochok, of two sides. But in the one world of Hashem, there's no other power. So this is the secret of Rav Chaim Volozhiner that he reveals to us in the Sefer. And it's tremendous chizik in Emunah, tremendous chizik in all around. And it's Hashem, we should internalize it, we should think about it and read it. You know, I think this piece is really Kedai piece to read over many times, you know. I'm going to actually, maybe I'll forward it into the chat just so that, you know, it's kedai to have it. Anyway, all right. So thank you, everybody. And I think next week we'll be finishing up, okay? So we'll talk. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Good Shabbos.
Thank you. Bye. Good Shabbos. Bye.